Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa on Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from WIM, Beautiful Clothing Oasis, in Bronxville, New York, 65 Pondfield Road. We are here as our weekly celebration of a place of work where people, they don't just come to work every day and get the job done. They come and they actually enjoy where they are, what they're doing, and the people whom they work with. And so today is really exciting. It has been open for almost 6 months, but tonight is the official grand opening, ribbon cutting of this beautiful, wonderful clothing oasis in Bronxville, right on the main drag here. It's called WIM, and I'm so excited to be here with the owner and founder, Vivian Hoffman. Hi, Vivian.
Hi, Laura. We're so happy to welcome you and Westchester Talk Radio to our shop.
Thank you. It is a beautiful shop, and I'm just thinking of myself, like, growing up, I could have bought the entire store out. I can imagine how happy people are that you have this great shop here. You have a very interesting background in retail, but here you are in Bronxville, in Westchester. Why don't you tell us a little bit of your story? Because I think it's a great story for a small business that's probably very big and going to be bigger.
Thank you. I have been in retail for more years than I want to remember. Over 40 years, always in corporate retail.
Okay, in the corporate.
In the corporate world. I've never owned my own business before. It wasn't anything I gave a lot of thought of doing. I loved working corporately. I worked for a lot of great companies.
Uh-huh. Century 21 being one of them, correct?
Yes. I spent nearly 25 years, 24 and a half years at Century 21. I left just short of 3 years ago. A wonderful place to work, and I was very happy there. Was not very happy commuting 2 hours each way every day.
Was it because it's all the way down in Wall Street, right?
Yes, office is all the way down. It was all the way down on Wall Street. My easy days were the days I got picked up by a driver and taken to the airport on buying trips. Because driving to the train and walking to the train and taking the train and switching to the subway, and
what an adventure on a daily basis, probably. Yeah. You clocked a lot of hours.
I clocked
just
a lot of hours
commuting.
But it was a wonderful company, and I was very happy there. So, and I learned a lot, and
So are you from Bronxville originally, or have you been living here for a long time with your family?
No. I have lived in Northern Westchester for just short of 25 years.
Okay.
And we opened our first store just a little over 2 years ago in Northern Westchester, in Mount Kisco.
Mount Kisco, yeah,
yes.
Great area.
And
is that where you're from? Sorry.
No, I live in South Salem.
Okay, great. So that's a bit. So why did you? Okay, let's fast forward now to the fact where you've been doing the corporate aspect of retail for 40 years. Now all of a sudden, what makes you decide that you want to open your own business? And with your son too. I know we're going to be interviewing him later. What gave you the idea? I really want to do this now on my own. What was it?
When I left Century 21, I signed a two-year non-compete, happily signed a two-year non-compete, which is what happens when in my world. And I really was not sure what I was going to do. I was not able to work for another retailer of any scale for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I had no desire to really be on the other side of the business. And I took a short break of about 6 months for the first time in my life. And honestly, it was sort of on a whim. I had not talked about opening a store. And I started thinking about what I wanted to do, and I started looking at some spaces, and I found my first space in Mount Kisco. It was a store. At first look, I did not think it could work, but there was something about the store. I like different environments. Mm-hmm. And our Mount Kisco store is a very odd shape. It's over 150 feet long, and it's only 10 feet wide.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting.
And yeah. The store had been on the market for a couple of years. It was, when I first saw it, it was very depressing. It was painted orange and green. It felt very dark. It felt very closed in. It felt like a bowling alley. And, you know, the broker took me to see it, and I dismissed it. And then I went home, and I thought about it, and it just sort of started gelling.
Uh-huh.
And I went back twice. And then I just sort of on a whim decided to sign the lease. And, you know, the store had two entrances, and it, since it was so long, I wasn't even sure if I needed all the space. And I thought I could divide the store in half and, you know,
rent the other half.
You know, it was just, had not thought it through that far. But once I signed the lease, I thought a lot about my product mix. And I had a lot of choices. I had experience in every aspect of women's wear in my 40-plus years. I had relationships in the designer market, in the contemporary market, in the bridge market, in the junior market.
Yes.
So I could have did anything.
Uh-huh.
And I shopped every town in Westchester and Connecticut, actually. And I tried to look for where there was a need. And that's how I decided on what my mix and what I was going to sell. And I decided the need was to have fun, fashionable, affordable, comfortable clothing.
And really, would you call the demographic young adult? Like, what is this?
To say it's fashion for any age.
Okay.
I have customers that are in middle school that come in and shop and find clothing. They wear a small woman's size. I have tons of high school customers. I have a huge amount of college customers. And then I have all the ladies.
The moms,
people my age. It's really fashion for any age.
Uh-huh.
You know, our mission is just to see our customers get pleasure from what they purchase.
Yes.
So we just try to have a really broad assortment.
Yeah, and you do. I looked around the whole store. Really, first of all, most of it's beautiful. It's just, it's feminine, but fun, like you said. It's casual, but you could dress any of these pieces up with jewelry and pumps, and you would look like you're ready to go to, you know, a fancy dinner. So it's really, you're right, something for everyone. You have a whole wall of jeans, which is, we love that, for everybody. So it's really beautiful. It's just a beautiful, everything is so bright and light in here. So this store is more traditional in the sense it's not 150 feet long and 10 feet wide. This is a nice, big, breathable space where people can walk around, listen to the music, shop, try on stuff in all of your beautiful dressing rooms here. You've got the accessories, really gorgeous store. You're going to do so well. You're probably already doing amazing because you said you've been open 6 months here.
We have been open 6 months. I don't think I answered your question. You asked me why Bronxville, how I ended up in Bronxville.
Yes.
So as I said, we opened the first store in Mount Kisco. And when we decided to open a second store, I was looking for another town that I felt the same sense of community, that I really loved the town, that also had a need for a store like this, and had enough traffic and had parking. And
yeah. It's such a beautiful town. I love Bronxville.
Yeah.
It has the most, it's just wonderful in every way. It's like it's almost like a throwback to another time, and yet it's so, you know, so current and so relevant. It's just a wonderful, wonderful town. So tonight for your ribbon cutting, what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be inviting people here or the local townspeople?
Yes, we have the mayor coming to cut the ribbon. We have some of the local dignitaries, the Chamber of Commerce.
Nice.
We're going to have a little fashion show, some food.
Oh, wonderful.
We're going to have a raffle for a chance to win a gift card here.
Oh, my goodness.
And hopefully it's going to be a good time.
Oh, that sounds like the best time. You're going to have an incredible time already. Well, and I'm sure Bronxville has really already embraced you being part of their town.
They have. We, you know, the town people are wonderful, and we also love supporting this town. We really try to get involved in all the local charities and events and try to,
wonderful,
you know, be part of the community.
Truly.
So,
yeah, and you will be, your commute is a heck of a lot shorter.
It sure is. I'm so happy every day.
Must feel like heaven.
I am. Every day, people say you're smiling every day.
Yes.
I am.
How wonderful. You're living your dream, Vivian Hoffman. It sounds so exciting. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us about WIM or anything that you want us to know? And then we'll be talking to your wonderful son and some others here as well.
Yeah, you know, I just want to thank the people that my team, and my son is my partner in the business,
yes,
and he's been a big part of building this business. My daughter also works in the business among doing other things, and she's also a great help. My husband is on call all the time. He's terrific. And then I have the best team. I have the most sincere, caring staff. I have one general manager, and then a store manager, and just a great team of sale associates that really care that the customers are happy with what they have, and they really care about the store.
And they probably absolutely love working for you and your son and your daughter, and just they love working here. You know, that's one of the reasons we're here, because we have this great contest every week. It's called I Love My Office, and some place of business gets picked to be really highlighted for the fact that people love where they work. So I think WIM is truly that place. And so I hope you enjoy the beautiful, all the different things. We have gorgeous flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist. We have gift certificate for you from Oasis Day Spa for massage or anything you'd like there. Chocolations are those gorgeous chocolates there from Mamaroneck Avenue in Mamaroneck, and they are to die for. Buzz Creators always helps us out with marketing and brand building. We have PM Amusements. They are part of our big team also. They always bring great fun events and things to our different broadcasts. Also, Pasquale Ristorante in Port Chester. It's an institution. We've got a gift certificate for you there as well. Tickets to the Capitol Theater. You can go on the same night as you go. VCast is our new sponsor. VCast does incredible videos, and we're so grateful to have them along as a sponsor, because they are going to help really highlight all the wonder. I mean, just think, this store is so beautiful, and a lot of this gets in on the video. So we're happy that VCast is now part of our family. Edible of Eastchester, those gorgeous, that fruit bouquet over there. It's a healthy way to have the most delicious snack. And also MSM Designs. All here for you today. Thank you to celebrate your place of business. Vivian Hoffman, congratulations on your new store, and long may it live.
Laura, thank you so much, and thank all your sponsors for their generous gifts.
We are grateful to be here. Westchester Talk Radio, this is what we love to do. I love my office. Vivian Hoffman is the founder and the owner of WIM, both in Mount Kisco and now in Bronxville on 65 Pondfield Road. We're so happy to be here today. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at Michael Labriola Inc. .com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we are broadcasting live from the beautiful store called WIM. It's on 65 Pondfield Road in Bronxville, and it's a beautiful oasis of clothing and designs and accessories. Really gorgeous. Tonight's the grand opening, basically. Even though they've been open 6 months, tonight's the official ribbon cutting with the mayor, with the local dignitaries, the Chamber of Commerce, and of course, the people in Bronxville who just love to shop, and this is the kind of shop you can come into and literally spend hours in here, not get bored, and not see everything. There's just so much to choose from. Well, I'm here right now with the co-owner. His name's Greg Hoffman. I just spoke to his mom, who is also the owner. Greg, thank you so much for having us today for I Love My Office.
Thank you, Laura.
This is a pretty cool office.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
It actually beats an office, doesn't it? So how is it that you became a co-owner of WIM with your mom?
Well, it's the last thing I ever expected I'd be doing. I've had a lot of odd jobs over the years. I started out in marine biology.
Oh, my goodness.
Then finance. Then I worked on helicopters as a private security guard. And now I work in a women's clothing store.
That is really the yellow brick road of all stories, career-wise, I think I've ever heard before. But you know what? Life is like that, isn't it?
Yeah. And my mom, Vivian, she wanted to start a business. I really believe in her. She is a fashion guru for sure. Mm-hmm. And I saw an opportunity I didn't want to miss to attach myself to something I thought could be really big.
Yeah, you knew. You watched your mom, I'm sure, growing up. She was always in the retail business, doing her four-hour commute every day. We heard about that. And but you see what a success she was, and yet this gives you an opportunity to be up close and personal, working side by side with her. That must really be rewarding just in itself, you know, working with your mother. And yeah,
it is most days. It can be a little hard sometimes working with your mom day in and day out, but it has been good overall. And you know, I learn so much every day about the retail business, and it's about fashion, but it's also about being a merchant. It's about customer service. Yes. It's about creating something in your local community.
Absolutely. What would you say are your fortes and your expertise that you lend to WIM? What is it that you bring to the table?
Well, my mom is definitely the main buyer of the business and knows a lot more about fashion than I do, obviously. But she needs a partner to help her run the business, to keep the lights on. And that's what I sort of do. And
you do the books and the money stuff?
I do, but I'm getting more and more every day into the fashion. I buy all the jewelry for the store.
Really?
I buy a lot of the activewear. I buy a lot of the shoes. And I go to all the trade shows, all the fashion shows, and I kind of walk behind her and learn. I learn from all of her friends, of which there are many in the business. So I am learning the business.
And are you here on premises all the time, or do you have because I know you also have a Mount Kisco store. Are you both together down here for now, or do you go back and forth between both places?
We're all over the place working 7 days a week. I never imagined how hard it would be to own a small business. So I'm in the city buying clothing and jewelry. I'm in Bronxville supervising the new store. I'm in Mount Kisco organizing things for the employees, scouting for new locations.
Really thinking of expanding WIM?
I hope so. Knock on wood. You know, we don't want to talk too soon, but that's my goal.
Listen, if you find a formula and it's working and it's bringing this value to a community like this, why not? I mean, if you can handle it, why not? But I'm sure she's so grateful to have you along to just help think like that.
I hope so.
I'm sure she does. So I'm going to really take a look at the jewelry and stuff. That's so interesting. Like, to take a look at you, you still look like the security guard to me. That's wonderful.
I got a lot of jewelry on there.
You sure do. And you know, that's, men are wearing jewelry now. I like that. And you've got this cool necklace on, and you've got these bracelets and everything. And you've got to look the part, especially if you're working here full time, right?
Yeah. I basically have a uniform for any of the fashion shows. I'm only allowed to wear a black t-shirt because it's timeless and cool. And when I try a little too hard, it doesn't work so well. So black t-shirt.
Are these linen shorts? I mean, they are gorgeous. Gorgeous. So when are you all getting into guys' fashion?
It's from the designer Target.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you wear it well. It doesn't matter where it's from as long as it looks good, right? That's so exciting. Any chance you would be venturing into a different aspect, or are you just going to both focus on female fashion for now?
Oh, I'm always getting ahead of myself. I think about kids. I think about activewear. I think about a larger department style store. But, you know, it's really, I need to stay grounded, and my mom helps me with that. I get my head in the clouds a lot. But, you know, we have big aspirations, and we don't, you know, we're very community centered.
Yes.
We want to be a large company with a community mindset,
small business feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you've absolutely accomplished that. In 6 months here, it looks like exactly that, the kind of place that anyone would want to come in. And you said 7 days a week you're open?
Oh, yeah.
What are your hours here?
So Monday through Friday, 10 to 7.
Oh,
Saturday, 10 to 6. And Sunday, 11:30 to 5:30.
Incredible. Incredible. Well, I wish you nothing but continued success. I don't even think I need to say that. It looks like it's just written all over the store and the walls and the beautiful things here. It already is a success. Congratulations to you,
Greg Hoffman,
and your mother, Vivian, on creating an oasis of shopping and fashion for women. I'm so excited to be here at WIM today. Good luck tonight. I mean,
Thanks.
You don't need it, but you're going to have a great time. The mayor's here to cut the ribbon tonight and all the dignitaries. Right here, 65 Pondfield Road, which is just, it's the shopping mecca. It's the beautiful kind of main street here in Bronxville. What a gorgeous community and a beautiful store to go with it. Congratulations to them. And by the way, we are here because they love working here, Greg and his mom and all their associates. You can tell they love it. They're really happy. Everyone's smiling. And we've got prizes to kind of just celebrate them because they love where they live and love where they work. Oasis Day Spa, we want to thank them. Chocolations with the chocolates from Amerinic. Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist. Also Buzz Creators, MSM Designs. They help us with social media and all sorts of marketing tools and such. PM Amusements as well. Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. I think somebody already ate the bouquet. It's so delicious. VCast are our brand new sponsors for I Love My Office. We're so grateful they're on board with the great level quality of video that they produce. They're going to help us out as well. Capitol Theater with tickets to shows and Pasquale Ristorante in Port Chester. A great night out there. Well, I'm Laura Smith here at WIM, 65 Pondfield Road in Bronxville for Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. We're broadcasting live today for I Love My Office. It's the contest that allows people to nominate their place of work so that they can receive fabulous prizes. We're going to tell you a little bit about those at the end of the broadcast. But here we are on 65 Pondfield Road in Bronxville at what is... It's a new business, but they've been around for 6 months. Tonight, however, is WIM's ribbon cutting. This is the night that it's officially being opened and recognized in the community by the mayor, by the dignitaries, by the Chamber of Commerce, and by the community at large as being a new business in town. And it's, like I said, it's already a success and it's already off to an amazing start. They have another store in Mount Kisco, but this is their Bronxville location. And so it's just been wonderful to be here today with the owners, Vivian and her son, Greg Hoffman. And right now we're going to talk to someone who has a very amazing story for someone so young. Her name's Lily Burns, and she's the assistant manager here at WIM. Hi, Lily.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you so much for agreeing to talk to us today.
Of course, yeah.
So we're here because I love my office, and this is not an office. This is probably the coolest place ever to work. Tell us a little bit of your story. Vivian was kind of filling us in on how you started here, and we don't normally talk about age, you know, on the radio and stuff, but the fact that you are graduating high school in what, next week or something, and you're already the assistant manager, it's amazing. Tell us the story. How'd you get started here?
So I started in November when the store opened. Just before the store opened, I helped to set it all up. Mm-hmm. And I've just been working here pretty much 3 times a week ever since, after school and on the weekend. And I'm very into photography, so I also started to take photos for the Instagram a little bit. Okay. And yeah, one day Vivian and our other manager, Maylene, asked if I would be comfortable opening the store, closing the store, managing for a day, and I agreed. And I really loved it, and so I've agreed to become an assistant manager.
Wow. I mean, that is really something to be given the keys to a store, and you are 18?
Yes, just turned 18.
Just turned 18. Really incredible. How long? So before working at WIM, did you ever have other part-time jobs, or is this your first big job?
I've been babysitting for 4 years, and I was a camp counselor.
And you were pretty much it. Yeah. But here you are already at this level. What do you love about working here at WIM?
I think what I love most is the people in this store. Everyone is really amazing, and I love that I've been able to really, like, build up a portfolio with managing and photographing and, you know, getting to really put out, like, clothes and, like, style everything, style the mannequins.
Oh, really? So you do that as well. Do you ever get any input on pieces to buy or anything, or is that strictly Vivian
no,
and Greg?
I don't get that, no.
Okay. But you look good in everything that they have here. You like the perfect model for all of these gorgeous. I just love it. I'm trying to think. I was going to say whimsical, but that would be a little bit too bad of a pun. But the clothes, they're beautiful. They're feminine, but they look casual and it just beautiful things here. I mean, and something for everybody, literally teenagers, moms, anybody can wear these clothes as long as they, you know, it would like for all different types of things. You've got everything from jeans to cute things that you could even, I think you could even wear some of these to like a wedding or an afternoon wedding or something. I mean, they're really beautiful. What's it like working in a store like this? Do you get tempted to like spend your entire paycheck in the store?
Totally, all the time. I always want to spend my money. My mom and my sister come and shop here too, so we are all just like swapping clothes all the time. So it really does fit everyone.
Yes, yes. Vivian was telling us a little bit that, you know, not just given the key as if that wasn't a big enough deal, but you basically help to bring different people here to work here, and you have a much bigger kind of responsibility here than one would think of like a teenager working in a clothing store. What are some of the other things that you've done for the business at WIM?
So I did bring some of my friends in. I had 4 of my friends, including myself, working here. In the beginning, we were all the ones that were working every weekday after school and working every weekend. More people have come on board, but I think that my biggest responsibilities have just been bringing them on and then being the assistant manager when needed and doing the photos when needed.
Uh-huh. You know, it's customer service, and especially in a store, it's something that probably only women can really get this. But there's a way that people are treated when they go into a store that can either be overwhelming or just the right amount of support and guiding people and stuff like that. And I have a feeling that's what she loves about you, is the way you connect with customers and help guide them to whatever it is that they're looking for that day and making them feel welcome. When I walked in, you didn't know I was going to be doing this, and you were just so kind and welcoming. And you must really love touching the community. Did you grow up here in Bronxville?
Not in Bronxville. I grew up in a nearby town, but I've been in and out of Bronxville for a while. Everybody comes to Slave.
Well, now you're an honorary member or resident because of the store. Well, Lily, congratulations. Congratulations on your graduation. Are
you
going to college or are you going to work for a while?
I'm going to do both because I'm going to college locally, so I'm going to be staying at
Fantastic. What are you studying?
I'm studying marketing management and environmental sustainability.
Oh, my goodness. Sounds amazing. The world changers. Thank you so much.
Of course.
All the best to you. Thanks for sharing all this. Yes, I hope you enjoy some of the goodies and the prizes for my office, because you love working here.
Yeah.
Have some chocolations, is the chocolate shop where those come from. Delicious. The beautiful flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Florals and Grey Rock Florist. Sorry. Also, the edible arrangements. Did you have any of that? The fruit bouquet?
Not yet, no.
Well, you better go get some. It's going to be all gone. I tell you that. Pasquale Ristorante, we have a gift certificate. We also have Capitol Theater tickets. Oasis Day Spa has given a gift certificate. VCast is our new sponsor. They create great video, and they're helping us out. MSM Designs, Buzz Creators, and whew, it's a lot of people. But it's all basically just a prize package to say, we appreciate you because you appreciate where you work. So, Lily Burns, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. From WIM, the beautiful oasis of shopping and fashion on 65 Pondfield Road in Bronxville, for tonight's ribbon cutting, come on down. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. We're broadcasting live today from the beautiful store called WIM. It's at 65 Pondfield Road in Bronxville, right in the center of where it all happens. And it's not only the only store of its kind. The owners, Vivian and Greg Hoffman, they own another one in Mount Kisco. Absolutely gorgeous oasis of fashion for females, and it's so much fun. All this alliteration going on. But here we are today because I love my office. They won the contest, and we're here. And we pick places of business where people truly love where they work, which is really, if you think about it, that's what life's about. It's like, you know, so many of our hours of our day are spent where we work. If we don't love it, it makes a big difference. So I'm happy to have people here today talking with us, not only about the ribbon cutting that's happening tonight, because that's the official grand opening of WIM tonight is happening with the mayor, the dignitaries in the town, the Chamber of Commerce, and of course, shoppers and the people who work here in the community. Also, Emily Goldberg. She's a resident stylist and merchandiser and buyer in training. Emily, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Apparently, you have been here for a while, but like our other friend Lily Burns, who was just on, who's the assistant manager, you also are very young. And Vivian, who has been in retail for the better part of 4 decades, saw something really amazing in you, and she got you under her wing, and now you are just doing all this, but you're already in college, correct?
Yes. I go to Syracuse University. I'm studying fashion design.
So exciting. So, wow, you are really in, you know, the right business. Gone are the days of, you know, when people are just hired to be clerks in a store, just meaning like you say hello to people when they walk in and can I get you something? And then, you know, take their money and that's it. You are really, as Vivian explains it to me, you are on your way to becoming a buyer, a merchandiser, a stylist. You have taken it upon yourself at your age. What are you now, 19?
19.
To, when she says stylizing what's out here on the floor, tell us a little bit about what your expertise is in that area.
So I really had no experience doing anything like this before WIM. And I started working here, and, you know, it was just, you know, a store that I knew of that had just opened, and I fell in love with the merchandise, and I would go and start shopping. And but when I started working here, it quickly shifted from just being a job to being really, you know, all about the experience, and really, like, opened my eyes to what my future could hold.
Yes. Of those things, buying, merchandising, styling, what do you feel you're most drawn to?
I think I'm most drawn to styling. Again, I'm majoring in design, but I'm more interested in the putting together of the designs.
So you help women, because a stylist is someone who helps. So somebody comes in and they go, look, I'm going to this so-and-so party this weekend. I just don't know. This is the kind of party it is and the kind of people who are going to be there. And then you're able to kind of put outfits together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I love
that. How much fun is that?
It's so much fun. Actually, oh, the other day, we were working on an Instagram post, and I had to put together outfits to, you know, attract a customer to a certain look. And I think I maybe spent 2 hours on it, and it went by like that, like so quickly, because I was just having so much fun.
That's when you know you're living your dream.
Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
when you just did, there's no time doesn't exist. You just are doing what brings you joy and happiness. And that usually means you're very good at it too, because when I think that's kind of how it works. Vivian says you accompanied her on a buying trip?
A buying trip, yeah.
What was that like?
It was amazing. I mean, I was so excited when Vivian had asked me, and I was so honored because, you know, that's a huge deal.
Yes.
So we went, and I really, you know, it's tough to focus on a specific style for a store as opposed to going and just picking out the things that I like. So it was definitely a learning experience, and mm-hmm. it was definitely so much fun, and definitely like something that I could see myself doing in the future.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank
so
you.
Young and already doing things that are really going to probably shape your future and your career. Well, I'm very happy for you. And are you going to be here tonight? Apparently, you have something to do with the fashion show.
Yes. So I was involved in planning a fashion show for tonight. So we're showcasing some of our best summer looks.
Okay.
We have 8 models, some of them customers, some of them employees, but I'm really excited for it.
Now, where are they going to, be walking down, like, here? Are they going to be outside on the street? Where are they going to be?
So they're going to kind of take a loop around the store. I actually bought a pink carpet runner as the runway.
Amazing.
Pink for WIM, obviously. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so wherever you're standing in the store, you'll be able to see the show.
That is incredible. Well, mm-hmm. good luck with that tonight.
Thank you.
Take lots of pictures, and congratulations once again.
Thank you so much.
So much success. Such a young age. My goodness. I can't even imagine at 19 what I was doing. I'm trying to even recall. But I tell you what, to be able to work in a place like WIM is such an incredible opportunity, and I wouldn't forget it about a paycheck. It would just be gone by the time I got it. So it's just a beautiful store, a beautiful quality, gorgeous clothing for affordable prices right here in the shopping area of Bronxville on Pondfield Road 65. Come over tonight for the fashion show and the ribbon cutting. It's incredible. But right now we're just celebrating where they work. We thank our sponsors for I Love My Office, Chocolations, Buzz Creators, PM Amusements, MSM Designs, Edible of Eastchester, Yummy Fruit Bouquets, Oasis Day Spa with gift certificates, and Pasquale Ristorante as well, and the Capitol Theater. VCast is our new sponsor, and we're so grateful to them. They're going to be helping us create high-quality, beautiful videos for Westchester Talk Radio and White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. I'm Laura Smith from WIM on Pondfield Road in Bronxville. This is Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on 2 things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs, from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from a beautiful store called WIM. It's an oasis of gorgeous fashion for girls and women. We're on Pondfield Road in Bronxville, right across from Shoes and More and all the beautiful shops here. And tonight is the official ribbon cutting. Even though the store's been open for 6 months and they have another store in Mount Kisco, tonight is the official night. And so there's so many exciting things happening with that, not to mention the mayor coming by and the Chamber of Commerce and all the dignitaries and people from the community, but they're having a fashion show here as well, and a lot of exciting, interesting little things, giveaways and things for people to really just celebrate what it is to open this new and wonderful small business in Bronxville. Well, my guest right now is Isabel Shinsato. She is a summer sales associate. She basically walked in one day as a customer, and Vivian had the good sense to say, hey, perhaps you'd like to get a job here this summer. Welcome to the show. Thank you, Isabel.
Thank you for having me.
So is that how it went? Were you really shopping with friends?
Yes, absolutely. WIM has been open in Bronxville here since November, and I live in Bronxville, so my friends and I come here a lot, actually, and I just was in here one day. I just graduated college. I was looking for a part-time job just to make some money while I'm setting up my career. And I just talked to Vivian, and she said, you know, you'd be great here, so let me give you a job application. And then basically the next day I came in for an interview, and
the rest is history. What did you study in college? What did you graduate with?
I studied communications and public health at Elon University in North Carolina.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So this is a little bit of a departure, but
it is. Yeah.
But communications, that translates to any field of life, right?
It really does. Yeah. And actually, I've been given a lot of responsibility already. Vivian has put me in charge of the grand opening tonight along with Emily. So Emily planned the fashion and I planned the decorations and food and everything like that.
Fantastic.
And I've only been here for 3 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
It's so great. Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes things in life happen like that.
Absolutely.
You don't expect them, but they come. It's almost like they find you before
exactly.
you find them.
Exactly.
And regardless of where you end up going with your full-on career, what a wonderful experience. And the people here are just so
amazing.
Just amazing.
Yes. I've loved working here. Honestly, this is one of the best jobs I've ever had. It's just a great experience. It's like very relaxed, and I love all the clothes here, obviously. So
yes. I mean, everything is gorgeous.
Everything.
I don't know how you would work here and ever make any money whatsoever.
I know. It's hard.
Just goes right back into the business.
Exactly.
But Vivian and Greg Hoffman, what wonderful people who really take an interest in the people they have working for them.
Yeah,
so they
absolutely.
Saw something special in you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how that went. So tonight's a big deal. You can basically add this to your resume.
I know, some party planning experience,
some event planning.
Absolutely, yeah, it's great.
Which is an incredible skill to have, and it's really kind of a feat in logistics.
Yes,
and
absolutely,
and keeping everything beautiful and peaceful and calm while you're the one actually pulling all the strings
in the
making
background.
It
happen. Yeah, exactly. No, I'm really excited. I think it's going to be great. We're going to have the mayor out, and a lot of shoppers and everything, bloggers. So it should be a really great event. I'm
Fantastic.
Excited.
Bloggers, yes.
Yes.
This is the new world, and this is what we do, right?
Yes.
And Instagram and all of that. Well, it's exciting, and I'm happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On your summer job that could end up turning into a lifetime career,
yeah,
like Vivian Hoffman. Who knows? 4 decades. And she doesn't even look a day over three decades.
No, not at all.
That's a pretty incredible thing. I'm so happy to be here. And you know why we're actually here, Isabel, is because it's called I Love My Office, and we go to a place that someone has nominated their place of business as they deserve to be brought all sorts of prizes and stuff because they love where they work.
I do love where I work, so it's great.
Good. So go have some of that fruit bouquet over there.
I will, absolutely.
It's delicious. You can have that until your big party tonight. Hold you over. Also, Chocolation, some delicious chocolates from Amerinec, and also Buzz Creators. They help us all the time. PM Amusements, MSM Designs. White Plains Hospital helps us. Exceptional every day. Oasis Day Spa, we have a gift certificate. Also, one to Pasquale Ristorante in Borchester and the Capitol Theater with tickets. Also, thank you to VCast, our brand new sponsors of Westchester Talk Radio, and I love my office. We're so grateful to them. They do high-quality video, and they're going to start including us in some of their great art that they do. We're so grateful to them. I'm Laura Smith at WIM for the opening night tonight. It's really exciting here, right on Pondfield Road in Bronxville. This is Laura Smith and Westchester Talk Radio. All the best to them.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.